previously on Pretty Little Liars.
It's too hard to sit in this room every day and call you Mr. Fitz. Okay, I can't pretend like I don't know you.
I'm really sorry, Mom.
For what?
The cop. I'm meeting Melissa's fiancé.
Does she have to know everything?
Stop, stop. We can't.
It's no longer a missing persons investigation. It's a murder.
Anna.
Is this waiting thing something you really want, or is it because of your dad?
No, it's me. It's my choice.
So I'm corrupting you.
What are you so weird out about?
I think there's something wrong with me.
You lost a dear friend. You need to find a way to say goodbye.
Whose idea was this again?
Emily's mom.
The shed was me. My mom just said we should do something for us.
Well, couldn't we do something without mosquitoes?
They're not mosquitoes, they're gnats.
Whatever. They're small and annoying, they're flying up my nose.
Well, they're attracted to your perfume.
And your hair product. And your lip gloss.
So what are you saying? I attract flies.
Gnats.
Why do I feel like this is the wrong way?
No, this is it. Remember that tree. It's the halfway point. There's 136 steps left to the shed.
Have you been out here since Allison?
Me?
No. No way.
But you remember that tree.
You guys, it's not that weird. We came out here in eighth grade like every day, even after.
I think this is totally the wrong place to do this. Whatever you call it, shrine.
It's not a shrine. It's just a place to remember Allison. What's wrong with that?
Doing it way out here makes it look like we have something to hide.
You're worried what other people think?
Well, aren't you? And do you really want to give that creepy detective more reasons to question us?
Why are you so quiet? I'm trying to keep the bugs in my nose and out of my mouth. You're allowed to have an opinion on this.
You want my opinion?
I say we hold off and not remember her till we know for sure she's not still here.
What are you talking about?
You think she's still alive?
Hannah, they found her body.
Stop.
I'm officially scared. Can we just not...
You know what? You asked for my opinion. I don't believe she's really gone.
We went to her funeral.
Yeah, and when we left, we all got a text from her.
It wasn't her.
Someone is messing with us.
How do you know?
And what about all those nasty messages? I mean, how does this A person know stuff only Allie knew?
Okay, this conversation is giving me a hive.
That's a bite, mosquito.
Spencer, have you gotten any more messages?
Haven't you?
What was that?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that. I'm standing right next to you.
Hello? Is anybody out there?
Probably a rabbit.
Hello?
It's a rabbit, Hannah. It's not gonna answer you.
Let me just get to the shed. Okay, this is definitely not a rabbit. Someone's out there. Let's turn around.
Swear this one you save. Better lock it in your pocket. Taking this one to the grave. If you show me that I know you won't tell what I said. Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Morning.
Where's my mother?
Yeah, she ran upstairs for something. I'm trying to figure out what makes this stuff spreadable. You want a waffle or something?
No, thanks.
There she is. It's canola oil.
Darren, why don't you get dressed? I'll take care of breakfast.
Yeah.
So what? He lives here now?
Do you got the milk?
Is this a permanent thing?
Could you keep your voice down, please?
It was one pair of sunglasses we had last season.
Hand me
the milk. Mom, you don't have to do this.
Do what?
Squeeze his grapefruit.
We will talk after breakfast.
I don't eat breakfast. And neither do you.
Look. Until he gets to the store to drop the charges for your shopping spree, we're not kicking anyone to the curb. The last thing we want is an enemy on the police force.
I get it. Okay. But I didn't count on having to buy him a Father's Day card either.
Hannah. The situation is delicate. By the way, if you're buying anyone a card, it should be me.
Well, you're pretty far into it.
Yeah, I've got like 60-some pages left, and I don't want it to end.
You should read her biography next.
The father worship thing becomes a lot clearer.
Well, I would worship both of you a lot more.
Got me another one of these.
The poppy seed? Mm-hmm. We'll split it.
Make sure your father doesn't drink all my coffee, please.
Do you like your teacher?
What?
Your English teacher. Do you like him?
Oh, yeah. He's okay.
What's his name again?
Mr. Fitz. Hey, maybe I'll check out that biography at school. What's it called?
Well, I've got a copy of it in my office. I'll bring it home. Might inspire you.
So what, write a novel?
You've got it in you.
Byron?
Hey! Hey, how you doing?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. Aria, this is Meredith Sorensen. She also teaches in the department, my department. And this is Aria, my daughter.
Oh, Aria! Hi, of course you are. Did you get my message?
Yes, I did, and I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to call you back.
That's okay. They just need the referral by Monday, and
I'll get to it as soon as I get back to campus. Is there an email, or...
Here. How does it feel to be home?
This time must seem a little dull after spending a whole year overseas.
Not really.
Okay, well, I'll send that. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm so glad I ran into you. Nice to meet you. Welcome home. Why can't she graduate?
She has, I told you. She's now a teaching assistant. Not mine, but her office is across the hall. I can't pretend like she doesn't exist, Aria. It's a small college.
Not small enough.
You can't avoid seeing people, sweetie. It is what it is.
Now, what's that? Sad, humiliating, pathetic, all of the above? Just take someone else. I don't want to have to explain a wedding that's never going to happen to every last club member.
Morning.
Hey.
Excuse me. Where's Dad?
He left for the office.
Already? So he ran without me? Why didn't he just knock on my door?
He was busy. He was helping Melissa dispose of some things that Ren left behind.
Unfortunately, you weren't one of them. How many times am I going to have to say it?
Oh, girls, please. I can't arbitrate a one cup of coffee.
Look who's calling the paper to pull the announcement. It was hard enough changing my status on Facebook.
I'll take care of the newspaper.
But what about the engagement dinner? Do I have to make that call?
No, honey, of course not. Just look up the number and I'll leave a message. Where are you going?
I'll eat in my bedroom.
Oh, no, you won't. I just dry cleaned your bedspread. Sit at the table.
I don't think I'm welcome.
It's never stopped you before.
I did not invite your fiancé to kiss me, Melissa. For the last time, he made the move on me.
Oh, Spencer,
right,
please.
You just sat there like a throw pillow with your tongue down his throat.
Look, I get it.
You're upset and I feel for you, but don't dump it all on me. Maybe you should be asking yourself why Ren felt the need to... I'm sorry, okay? I'm not perfect. But I don't want to be accused of something that
stop.
I didn't do.
Please, both of you. Go get dressed for school. You can take your muffin to go.
Totally love this color. We should have stocked up on a few more too.
Well, I only have two hands.
Keep it. Why? Is your mom asking you for the seat?
Hilarious.
Sean! What's so funny?
Nothing. Noel's just out of control. Smell good.
I'll save something for tomorrow night.
What's tomorrow night?
Noel's parents are leaving town.
It means the party of the year is officially on. Think big, think wild, think friends with units in a different time zone.
I gotta get to practice.
So, the pressure's on.
What do you mean?
Not all of us have a Sean to wear to that party. And I'm not going to spend the night guarding the bushes so you two can jump each other's bones.
Okay, we're not going to be doing it in the bushes.
Whatever. Have you guys even done it yet?
It's not a race, Mona.
Okay, Mom, seriously. No one's pushing you to be a natty hoe, but you guys have been going out for, like, months. If you're not together in that way, how do you know you're together together? How long can you wait before you lose him?
I was going to offer you a ride, but your bike's faster than my car.
I passed you?
I didn't even see you. I saw you. You took that corner on one wheel.
Gotcha.
Then stop.
Fine. I can wait one more day. Well, you guys heard, right? Noel's doing his cabin party tomorrow night.
Is this one of Rosewood's pagan rituals?
Kinda. There was definitely some howling last year.
Why don't you come with us? Please, come. It'll be fun.
Russian history? How many AP classes does it take before your brain explodes?
I'm already drowning in there.
Why, what's drowning for you, B plus?
Those papers due Monday, and I've written two words.
My name.
Well, what's going on?
Hey, you're not super proud about what happened in the woods yesterday, are you?
Look, we do not have to do this thing for Allie until we...
No, it's not just that. It's everything.
Is there any chance your family wants to adopt me?
Toby Kavanaugh.
Who's he?
He's, an older kid who used to go here. And got sent away to, a reform school or something.
Why?
He set fire to a garage. His stepsister, she was in it.
Should I be scared?
What? No. See you later.
Bye. He's back too? When did that happen?
Maybe she needs help sending radioactive emails.
Or maybe sending a few of his own.
Yeah.
Cops on campus, too?
I just spoke with your principal. Asked him if we could have a chat.
No, I have to get to class.
Don't worry, you've been excused. Let's go.
What's going on? Why just her?
Probably thinks she's the easiest to crack.
She is.
Whisper, whisper, whisper. Almost feels like Allison's still here.
I keep coming back to this ninth grade shot with you and Allison on the steps.
What about it?
Well, you made a lot of changes between ninth and tenth grade. Lost some weight, started styling your hair like Allison's.
Is that a crime?
No, just an observation.
But she helped me make those changes.
Did she really? Did she ever regret it? Start seeing you as her competition?
Nobody competed with Allison. He'd be stupid to even try.
Why?
Ask him. You never know unless you ask. Now. John? Did you hear about the party at No Pons?
I heard.
I don't know. I was thinking about going, so I'm just wondering if you want to go too. With me. Everybody's going. She's going. I'm going. Where are you?
Oh, yeah, no. I guess I am.
What about this guy? Did she ever talk about him?
What?
Stay with me, Anna. It's important.
Why? What's the point?
The point is I'm trying to flesh out the details of that summer.
So you can ask me how much weight I lost?
by making it look like Hefty Hannah wanted Allison dead so I can replace her?
I'm not questioning you as a suspect, Hannah. We're just having a chat. Besides, one can't underestimate how much the past informs the present.
Really? So are you still that same party boy you were in the class of 96? Did you call me down here to do keg stands?
Well, looks like somebody's been doing their own homework.
I'd like to know who's joining us for breakfast. And by the way, my 10th grade picture isn't even in that yearbook. I had mine on Mrs. Deadline. Now, my makeup picture is in my living room, which you must have seen while you were wearing a towel. Is that how the police build their cases these days?
What are you doing? Is that on your phone?
Yeah, I'm checking my kin. I'll just write on Hannah's wall from here.
If she's not answering texts, what makes you think she's checking Facebook?
It's worth a try. What's going on?
We've been trying to get a hold of you. What happened in there?
Nothing. It's the same old stupid questions.
You were in there for an hour, Hannah. What else did he ask?
Nothing. He just took a couple calls, and I just sat there, waiting for him to shut up.
Was he going to question all of us alone now?
Who knows? Look, let's do this at lunch, okay? I have to hit the ladies before my next class.
Is she being weird?
She's being weird.
I'll see you guys at lunch.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. Are you here to ask about the homework assignment?
Do you have plans this weekend?
I'm thinking we should talk about the homework assignment.
So you do have plans?
I don't.
Okay. Well, there's this opening at the gallery where my mom works, and I promised I'd help out, so if you're free...
Do you think that's wise? Hanging with you and your folks? A parent-teacher conference over free wine.
Okay, fine. It's a bad idea. What if we met up afterwards? I could tell him I'm going to Nolcon's party.
Maybe you should. Go to the party.
Why would I want to do that?
So your classmates don't suspect you've lost interest in your peers?
Too late.
Sorry, excuse me.
No, fine. Come in, Mrs. Welsh. So are we clear about the homework assignment?
Yes, totally. If I have any questions, I'll reach out to you.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Fitz.
Did your sister send you here?
God, no. She has no idea I even called you. Things were never great between us, but now it's like the Hurt Locker. It just gets worse every day.
I'm sure to hear that.
So you're living here now?
Squatting. It's not exactly the Hastings Manor, but I have a whole sofa to myself.
Ren, I need your help.
We only have the one sofa. Can you speak at a ping pong table?
Look, I need you to tell them what really happened.
I tried. They won't return my phone calls.
I know I'm not completely innocent in all of this, but I've done a lot of stuff that I'm not proud of, but not that night. And I never wanted you guys to break up.
I don't think it would matter what I say. I mean, once your parents decide how they're going to think of someone, it's a royal decree. You're brilliant, you're rubbish. There's very little in between.
Could you at least try my dad again?
Spencer, put your efforts elsewhere. My guess is that your jail sentence will be commuted the moment you score a winning point or ace the test.
This might not be that simple.
Give it time. Look, I know I made a bloody mess of it. And I'm sorry for putting you in the middle of it. But perhaps my real mistake was falling for the wrong sister.
I should go. It's a 4 o'clock train, and I have this huge paper to write that's due Monday.
You gotta get back to that wretched place called home. Right.
jumpy.
How did you get in here?
Walked.
Yeah, well, if somebody catches you...
I'll take my chances. Besides, we need some alone time.
I need to get dressed.
Don't bother.
I can't do this now. My mom's expecting me.
What's up, man? Last week you were all over me in my car. This week I'm some marching band geek with Funyun breath. What's going on?
Nothing. Just got a lot on my mind, okay?
All right. Maybe you need to relax.
Ben, I can't do this right now. Seriously, stop. You're hitting strength. Ben, off me. Get him up. Stop it. Stop!
Rangers? You can be mad at this?
Get over yourself, okay?
Get over myself.
It's done. We're over.
The owner refuses to use a computer, which is only mildly irritating because half of these contacts died during the Reagan administration. That was fast. This is my daughter, Aria, also known as my savior, because when I got here, there were about 3 cubs. Thank you, my dear. This is Meredith. She works with your dad.
Oh, we've met, actually. Nice to see you.
Meredith just wandered in. She's looking for somebody who shows alternative art.
Oh, your mother's been very helpful. Thank you so much, Ella.
Oh, you're welcome. So we'll see you tonight?
Mm-hmm. Tonight?
Yeah, I invited her to the opening, which may be a success now that we don't have to eat Cobb salad with our fingers. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Sure, bye-bye.
You can't come tonight.
Why not?
You know why not, and so do I. My mom doesn't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw the way you were looking at my dad yesterday. I have eyes. So just find someone who's available. My dad isn't.
How are you getting home? If there's any drinking, I will pick you up.
Or I could take you. If you don't mind riding in the squad car, I wouldn't use the cuffs.
I'll be fine, thanks.
What? Was a joke?
So have you heard from the store? Are they prosecuting or not?
No, I haven't heard, but I have a call into them, so... Have I seen this before? It's nice. Is that from you?
Allison gave it to her.
That's right. She mentioned that at school today.
Why were you at her school?
I was interviewing Hannah again. It's my day job.
Why was my kid being questioned a second time?
Because she's close to the victim and because kids keep secrets?
Not mine. And if you're thinking she knows more than she's letting on, you're out of line. Sticky Fingers is a long way off from what you're talking about.
Okay, easy, Mama Bear. It's just a routine investigation.
Well, then you're going to need a search warrant to go through her purse.
So can I help with dinner?
Yeah. Have it someplace else.
Mom, lighten
broke up with somebody, what are you supposed to do? Spend the rest of the school year hiding under your bed? There he is. Did you do that to his face? Damn. It's a good color on him. Hey, Ann.
Yo, what just happened?
So, you decided to come after all?
Yeah, I did. Just not with you.
Nobody who works there can figure out a thermostat. Did you eat?
Yeah, I need some pasta if you're hungry.
I'm not eating pasta.
I don't need to be depressed and fat.
Good point. I'll make a salad. Let me get out of these clothes.
Brent called. He told me you went into the city yesterday to meet him. It was strange. At first I wasn't sure why he was telling me this. But then I realized he's still trying to cover his tracks. And yours. Like, I'm supposed to believe you took a train down there just to clear your name? You two deserve each other. I thought I was pathetic.
Ben? What was Toby even doing in the girls' locker room?
Wait, why are you shocked? Toby's a perv. We caught him peeping through the windows, watching us undress.
Allison's the one who saw him do that. We never did.
What's up?
Toby Cavanaugh got into a fight with Ben over Emily.
Wasn't over me. God.
He just saved me.
For what, himself?
Ew. Well, if we hadn't asked you about Ben, would you have told us about this?
Toby is not a good guy, Emily. He could be seriously dangerous.
If he's such a bad guy, why'd he take the fall for us? Is this another secret? Do you know something that we don't?
Guys, why don't we just, like, chill and talk about this somewhere else? More alone?
I don't even know what just us means anymore.
Yeah, let's talk about it tomorrow, okay?
Are we still meeting up at the shed?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Where are you going?
The gallery.
I promised my mom.
Have you checked out the photo booth they've got in there?
No. Show me the booth.
Okay.
and let me take care of this?
What did you hear?
Nothing. Nothing.
What's going on? What happened to Jenna?
It's done. We were never here. Let's go.
But what? What if we said it was an accident?
No, we're not telling anybody anything. Damn it, Hannah. Don't make me sorry I ever included you in the first place. You know what? I have gone out of my way to bring your big wannabe butt into this group. You better keep your mouth shut. Unless you want to go back to spending your weekends alone, Dance Dance Revolution, and a jumbo bag of chips.
Allie, stop it. Just leave her alone.
I'm sorry, Hannah. I don't mean that. I'm just freaked out, guys. This is bad. Really bad. I never would have done it if I thought someone was in there. I don't know what's going to happen. To us. Can we just go? Come on.
Come up here.
I have some time to kill while you were foosballing.
Hey, I was on a roll.
I thought you liked contact sports.
Drained of June.
If this comes out decent, I'm going to cut mine out and replace the one on my driver's license.
Yeah, they're always scary.
No, I skipped scary and went straight to snooky.
Can I see it? Come on, I'll show you mine. It's probably worse.
No way. What could be wrong with yours? You're crazy beautiful.
Which button is it again? This one.
Damn, I told you I'd break camera.
No, seriously, where are they?
Probably just ran out of paper.
What are you looking for?
Yeah, they stop.
You're kidding, right?
You want to be special. This is pretty special if you're not afraid of spiders.
I don't want to do this right now.
Well, then where do you want to go? Oh, can't exactly afford a weekend at a 5-star hotel.
It's not about where.
And what is it about? Is this about me? Tell me why this is not happening, and don't start quoting scripture.
Why are you acting like this?
Like what?
Like you've got something to prove.
Because maybe I do. Maybe you still think of me as that dumpy junior high girl who laughed at all your jokes and gave you cuts in line and followed you around like some groupie.
No, I like that girl. But this one seems desperate.
Any guy at this party would be happy to be with me. Why are you?
Are you talking about this, okay? Take this. It's cold up here.
Leave me alone. Stupid jacket.
You are.
He's just saying.
No, I.
Because he has to.
What are you doing here? Did you forget what we talked about?
You talked. I listened.
What didn't you understand? You need to leave now.
Listen, sweetie, I'm not in high school. You don't have me saying this.
A chance to. I just wanted to thank you. I'm not sure why you. Well, doesn't matter. Again, thanks.
Why is she thanking you? Why is she thanking you?
It's not what you think.
Allison wanted us across the street so she could have it out with Toby. Allie had something on him.
Besides being a total perv who peeped in our windows?
Yeah, something way bigger. And she was threatening to tell everybody. That's why he took the fall for us.
Why are you waiting until now to tell us?
I don't know. Allie made me promise, and I guess I was scared. I thought if we never talked about that night again, it would just go away.
Well, it's not going away. Not unless we toss our phones and join the Navy. Look, there's four of us and one freak sending messages. We just talk to each other like this, I feel like it makes it easier to deal with everything.
I think everyone's right. And there's way too many secrets. We shouldn't do this in the middle of nowhere. We should do it where we can see it every day.
You mean like somewhere in school?
No. In town. We should ask if we can put a bench somewhere.
Wait, and you know what? Whoever did this to her, if Phil and Rose would, we should make them look at it every day, too.
What, you hate the idea?
No. I just... I had a rough night.